your Mayor, Dr. Peter MacDonald. Peter.
Thanks, Steve. And good afternoon, everyone. It's a very special day, a very exciting day. I'd just like to acknowledge here my fellow councillors, Councillor Ayd, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Heesman, also the General Manager, Henry Wong, and of course our State Member, Mike Baird. And let me just say that this, the Human Rights Torch Relay was unanimously supported by Council at a resolution of its ordinary meeting on the 15th of October. Mayne Council is divided on a number of issues, but it's not divided on this issue. Absolute unanimous support that we would mark our respect for human rights, our respect for this group that's organising this torch relay by welcoming them here officially to Manly, to the stage, and then on the torch relay up and down the beach. I think that Steve made a number of very important points about the background to this, and of course when China was awarded or granted the right to host the Olympic Games next year, there was an expectation that there would be an improvement in its human rights record. Indeed, they took a pledge to adhere to the Olympic Charter, but they haven't, and instead human rights abuses in China have continued and indeed got worse. And as you, many of you would know, the Coalition to Investigate the Persecution of the Falun Gong made two reports on the abuses to the Falun Gong in China, and it's a shocking bit of reading. And I do, the two authors, eminent authors, have on two occasions now confirmed that there are serious abuses taking place in terms of harvesting of organs, illegal detention, summary executions, and so on. So today has been focused on the persecution of the Falun Gong, but also, and quite rightly, it's broadened out to human rights abuses throughout the world. And in that part of the world in particular, the plight of the Tibetans. We have a large Tibetan community, if you didn't know, the largest in Australia, in the Northern Beaches. 350 of them, some of them here today, and a warm welcome to you. Also, Lois, of course, acknowledged country, the Aboriginal people, I think, always should be added to that list of human rights abuses because it continues on. I work in Aboriginal health in Northern Territory, and there are serious human rights happening in this country as well. This week is also Human Rights Awareness Week, from the 22nd to the 28th of October. And by welcoming the Human Rights Torch to Manly, we're acknowledging the hopes and ideals that this week represents. And we're very privileged here in Manly to have an opportunity to welcome the torch, but to show that we're a community that cares about these issues, a community that has concerns. And we believe that the denial of human rights to one person, or the denial of human rights to a few people, is effectively the denial of human rights to all of us. So until we have human rights for all, we continue to protest. The denial of human rights, of course, takes many forms, but it is in breach of the Olympic Charter and the Olympic movement. And there's 8 months in which that message will continue, I hope, to be spread, certainly across this country and other parts of the world, that this human rights torch relay will continue to take that message to the Chinese government in a hope that there will be a change in their policies and a change in their practices. So, once again, Manly Council is very privileged to, in a sense, host this leg of the torch relay. I welcome you all, and I'm very privileged indeed as the Mayor to be invited to carry the torch on one of the sections. Thank you very much.